Anyway, Psalms 92, the 92nd Psalm. And if you are ready, if you'll join me as we make this confession together, might be new for some of you. That's okay. If you agree, we ask you to just join us. The words will be on the screen as we make our confession together of our confidence in God and His Spirit to speak to our hearts today through His Word. All right, ready? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. God's Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. By its truth, I am set free, free indeed. I'm ready to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. My mind is alert, my heart is open, my spirit is receptive. I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Psalms 92, verse 1. Psalms 92, verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. Would you say that with me? It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. So what we were doing this morning, since we've been here and we started the service, it's been good. That's God's estimation. I hope it's yours as well. Verse 2. Not only to give thanks to the Lord and to sing His praise, but to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. At the end of the message last week, I asked for input of ways that we could help us practically live out the scripture of live wisely and speak graciously. And one man said, begin and end your day with prayer. So to bookend your day in that time with the Lord. And this verse really talks about that. Declare your loving kindness. That word is also translated faithful love or enduring love. Thank God for His faithful love for us. And then every morning, and then your faithfulness every night. We can all look back on our days, rough as they may be, and say, God has been faithful to me. So we thank God for His many blessings. And this morning, I wanted to a real simple message based on that first verse. I've just kind of shortened it a little bit where it says it is good to give thanks to the Lord. I just made it like this. It's good to thank God. It's good to thank God because there are other scriptures that say, you know, I thank God for this. I thank God for you. I thank God for your prayers. I thank God for your love, your faith, and so forth. So it's good to thank God. It's good to thank God. Some of you, I know you're writing it down or whatever. If you are, that's great. Would you just turn to someone socially distant from you and tell them it's good to thank God? It's good to thank God. Now, I have an inquisitive mind. And so when I read this, my mind starts thinking, well, how is it good? I mean, it's good. I believe the Lord. But how is it good? And certainly we could come up with many reasons that we could say it's good to thank God because this, or it's good to thank God because of that. And there are two reasons that really just stood out to me here in the scripture that I want to just focus on this morning. So it's good to thank God, but how is it good? Number one, in fact, I want to ask you a question here before I give you this first one. How many of you have ever had the experience of someone expressing some type of appreciation to you or giving you thanks? They told you, you know, they were thanking you, and it wasn't just the typical, you know, you did something, oh, thanks. And that's okay, but you knew it was coming from their heart, and they thanked you from their heart because whatever you did, whatever you said, it was a blessing, and they wanted you to know, and they were grateful, and they expressed that to you, whether it was in words, actions, give, deed. How many of you could say, I've had that experience where someone, I've had at least somebody thank me for something, all right? Many of us all across this sanctuary, maybe those listening, I can tell you that I have. Just this month, earlier, you know, celebrating birthday or whatever it is, people expressed words. I enjoy getting things, you know, as much maybe as anyone or whatever. But honestly, I don't really need anything. God has blessed me. I don't need anything. I can say I have wants and desires. But there's nothing I really need, but the expressions, and when just a word, maybe a line or whatever it may be, I can tell you those, that means so much to me. It blesses me probably beyond what I can even accurately relay. And some of you, I believe, can relate to what I'm saying. But if that, every one of you raise your hands, what effect did that have upon you and the one who said thank you, the one who showed their appreciation? Did it have an effect of drawing you together? Did you feel closer to that person just because of what they said, just because of what they did, because you knew they meant it and it was coming from their heart? Then was that you? It was a blessing. It was a blessing. And it probably went both ways. When we're blessed, you know, that's why they end up giving or saying the words. So it has an effect of drawing us together. Don't you know this? God is the same way. And so I would just say thanking God, the first way it's good is thanking God draws us closer to Him. Thanking God draws us closer to Him. And I'll read a psalm here in just a moment. And in fact, just a few psalms over, Psalms 100, beginning and just verse 4. Psalms 100 and verse number 4. But when we thank God and we really appreciate it, like we just sang, thank you for the cross. Thank you for the price you paid. Thank you for the nail-pierced hand. Thank you for bearing all my sin and shame. And it's more than just, you know, we're singing words on the screen. And even though we're singing words on the screen, and it might even be new, we mean it. I know that has an effect of drawing us closer to the Lord. It draws us into close fellowship with Him. The Bible words it like this in Psalms 100 and verse 4. Psalms 100 verse 4 says, enter into His gates, how? With thanksgiving. See, His gates are coming into His presence. Now, God's Spirit is everywhere, but most of us know there is a difference between God's Spirit everywhere and being in God's presence where His presence is manifest. And you sense it and you know that God is near. There's something about thanking God because we were created in His image, and certainly the image has been marred by sin, I know. But we still have some characteristics of God, like the capacity to love. The first thing we read about God, the first characteristic about Him, it says, in the beginning, God created. Humans are creative. That's part of the God image that we bear. And when someone shows appreciation or gives thanks to us, we appreciate it. And that's a reflection of God. When we come before Him and we're thankful, He says, this is how you enter into His presence with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. You said it's a blessing. That's right. We're thankful and we bless Him. It's really just recognizing that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God, comes from above, from the Father who has no variation. He's not wishy-washy. He's not up and down. He's steadfast. He's faithful. His love endures forever. And He invites us to come to Him. And He wants us to draw near, but there is a way we draw near. And one way is certainly by being thankful and giving Him thanks, thanking Him. Oh my goodness, if we've needed since day one, but if we have ever needed to stay in close fellowship with the Lord, we need it now. We need to stay in close fellowship with the Lord because He is our source of grace. He is our source of peace. You want to have peace? You can try to find it in the world, but you won't. If you do, it'll be fleeting. I promise you, it will not last. But God is faithful, and He is our source of peace that goes beyond understanding. Yes, our emotions can be upset. We can be hurt. We can be angry and all of those things, but there can be something of God's peace in our heart and over our mind. That comes from being in close fellowship with God. He is our source of grace, of peace, of strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He is our source of victory. He is our source of provision and wisdom and guidance. We need to stay close to the Lord. And if we want to be close to Him, we've got to come before Him with thanksgiving. He's told us how. So we come before Him with thanksgiving. Let me read you an account here in Luke chapter 17 in the New Testament. Luke chapter 17, if you have your Bible, if you want to turn, it's the third book of the New Testament. We'll read an account of where Jesus was walking through an area and 10 men with a skin disease came to him. It was called leprosy. That word is somewhat of a generic word. We don't know the exact nature of the disease, but it was some type of a skin disease, maybe the same as what we are familiar with today, or something very close. But Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse 11, says, "Now it happened as Jesus went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee." It was kind of a foreign populated territory. Some of that was Samaria. And it says, "As he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off." They didn't come close because you weren't allowed, you couldn't get close to other people if you had leprosy. In fact, if people started coming around you, you had to say, "Unclean, unclean," so that people would know, "Oh, don't touch that person." So these people haven't been touched in who knows how long. And they see Jesus and they call out to him. It says in verse 13, they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when Jesus saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." Now, sometimes God will tell us to do something. In fact, many times, and we don't need to wait until we feel like doing it to do it. When the scripture tells us to do something, then we should do it. And whether we understand it, feel it, none of that really matters. Sometimes we can rob ourselves of a blessing by saying, "Well, God, if you do this for me, I'll do that." And God's saying, I've already told you what to do. You go ahead and move, and the blessing will be there in your path. The answer to your prayers may be waiting on the other side of your obedience. So it says, as they went, they were cleansed. They just simply did what Jesus said. Nothing had changed, but as they were going to show themselves to the priest, they noticed, "Man, I got what I wanted." We can, thank God, we can come to Jesus with our needs. But 9 of these people came to Jesus to just get what they could get out of him and went on after they received. One man was different. The Bible says this in verse 15. It says, "One of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God." Please notice these words. I want to show you the link here between glorifying God and giving him thanks. Because it says in verse 16, he fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? wasn't everybody cleansed? Where are the others who at least come back and say thank you?" And verse 18 says, "Were there not any found who returned," again, notice these words, "to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Do you see how giving thanks glorifies God? And then Jesus said to him, "Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well." That is a Greek word that also means saved. It's the Greek word for saved, rescued, delivered, and healed. So all 10 of them received cleansing from leprosy, but one received something more. That's because he came back to say thank you. And in the presence of the Lord, when he came back and thanksgiving brought him back to Jesus, Jesus had more waiting for him than just physical cleansing. So that's what I'm saying. There's something, everything good comes out of staying in close fellowship with the Lord. Think of what this man would have robbed himself of and what he could have cheated. He could have been like the other 9 if he just went on about his business and didn't want to return to say thank you and to give God glory. That's what I'm saying. When we thank God, see, thanking God is an expression of our faith. Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has healed you." So if we believe in God, if we have faith in Jesus, then thanking him is an expression of that faith. So to give thanks to the Lord, oh my goodness, we have so much to be thankful for. we have the material, the physical, the financial blessings in our nation, but we have blessings like we talked about that money can't buy. That song, Count Your Blessings. Hey, don't, if others have, you think they have more? For most of the people in the world, we're rich. When someone has to, or a child has to share a toothbrush with 10 other kids, we can take a toothbrush, we buy a pack of them for a dollar at the dollar store and give them away. Our dentist, my dentist, give me when I go. So we can take them, we're so blessed. But we have blessings in Christ that money cannot buy. It's good to thank God. Would you say that with me? It's good to thank God. In Romans chapter 4, in fact, I want to give you a couple of verses here in Romans, because Jesus said, or the scripture tells us, that in the last days, people will be ungrateful. And it says that there will be perilous times. It says that people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, unmerciful, unforgiving, unthankful. It will be characteristic of the days before Jesus returns. But notice what he says here about an ancient time in Romans chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. Romans 1, 21 and 22 says that there was a generation at a time of those who knew God, but they did not glorify him as God. Remember what we read there in Luke, that glorifying God and thanking God go together? So here he says in verse 21, although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor what? Nor were thankful. Not only is ingratitude like displays a sense of entitlement, it's spiritually dangerous. Because thankfulness to God draws us closer to him, but ingratitude can have the same effect. And we just feel like, well, I don't need God, and we just kind of distance ourselves. It's not God's heart, it's not what he wants, but we can allow ourselves to get out of close fellowship with him. And he goes on and finishes that verse, and he says, but they became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. It's good to thank God. So thanking God first is good because it draws me closer to him. And then one more second, thanking God strengthens my faith in him. So thanking God draws me closer to him, and thanking God strengthens my faith in him. Wouldn't we all want stronger faith in the Lord? Well, here's one way right here. The scripture tells us how. And I want to read a few verses. We'll put them on the screen here, found in Romans chapter 4. And I'm going to read these from the English Standard Version. So the ESV on just strengthening our faith. And we see here the example of Abraham and his faith. And he was up in age. And his wife was barren. And God told him, you're going to not only father a son, you're going to have so many descendants, you're going to have nations come out of from your body. And they were both really past the childbearing years. And it took them a little while. Sarah, when she first heard it, she kind of laughed. And Abraham said, because he had another son from a different woman other than his wife. And he said, well, I pray this son will live for you. And that's great. That's a good prayer. But God said, no, I'm going to give you a son with your wife, Sarah, something that would have been impossible, just because in the natural. But he believed God. And notice what it says about it right here in Romans chapter 4, verse 19. It says, Abraham did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, speaking of, not able to have the children because he was 100 years old. Or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. Let's pause there a second. Because so many times we can just look at the situation, we can listen to the report, we can go by how we feel, we can go by our own human reasoning, we can't figure it out, we can't reason it out. Abraham recognized, he didn't stick his head in the sand, but he didn't allow it to weaken his faith. He said, God's will have to do something here, but I trust him. So it says in verse 20, no unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith. How? as he gave glory to God. You see how, remember what we were looking at? That giving glory to God is an expression of thanksgiving. And so they're linked together. When God gave Abraham his word, he said, I see all of the circumstances. I know what my mind is telling me, but I'm going to strengthen my faith because I'm going to give glory to God. I'm just going to thank him that he's faithful. If he said it, he's going to be faithful to accomplish it. And that's why the next verse goes on and he says in verse 21, his faith was strengthened as he gave glory to God, being fully convinced. Would you say fully convinced? That God was able to do what he had promised, and that is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. So as he began to, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, God is faithful to his word. He has bound himself to his word, and if God said it, and it's something that's relevant to us, now, we can say, well, I'm believing God for, you know, I want to retire at age 40. Well, that's not necessarily guaranteed in Scripture, all right? Now, if God told you that, you have to work that out with him. But there are promises that are ours in Christ, and they're ours, and the Bible says that those promises that belong to God's people in Christ are yes and amen. It's not iffy, it's yes and so be it. And we can believe God. And when we, before we see anything, before we feel anything, when we can't figure it all out, God doesn't call us to figure everything out. We don't have to wait for our feelings to change. We shouldn't wait for our feelings to change. 10 men would still be lepers if they waited for something to see or feel before they did what God said. So we can begin to just thank God. Here's your word. I'm going to believe it, Lord, because you said it, and I thank you for it. Even now, I give you the glory. And that strengthens our faith. Because thanking God not only expresses our faith, it exercises our faith. And in that sense, faith is like a muscle. And when we exercise our faith, it grows stronger. Now, we don't necessarily always like the test, but it's a test to strengthen our faith. If I wanted to, make my muscle in my arm bigger, I can't lift a pencil and think that's going to happen. I've got to put enough stress on that muscle to cause it to respond. God knows the right amount of stress that he will allow for his purpose into our lives so that our faith is tested in a way that we exercise it and give him glory and draw closer to him. So it's an opportunity to grow as we have that, I guess, an opportunity just to thank God. I want to give you just a couple more, maybe three scripture references if you want to write these down. Three scripture references, because thanking God is to be a way of life for us. I thank God for the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm thankful because I know this year is going to be a little bit different. Maybe some people won't be able to, you know, travel and so forth as they may like. But I just like the whole Thanksgiving, the idea. I remember when I was a kid, I used to like to eat. And so I would like to have the big meal, and I didn't, you know, we were out of school, so that was all great. But I remember, you know, when we were in school, we were taught that there was the pilgrims and Indians came together, and they kind of, you know, they wanted peace between themselves, and they got along, and they had the meal, and the Indians taught them how to popcorn and do, you know, things like this. And I just love that idea, and it means more to me, and just being thankful. And so far, it really hasn't, other than the food, it really hasn't been commercialized and, you know, made about the merchandise. And I know sometimes we can have, like, the stores can have Christmas stuff up before Halloween. And it's like Thanksgiving is just a skip over to get us to the real holiday of Christmas. But I think it's good to have that day to pause and just to thank God, even as a people, as a nation. But certainly we have many reasons to thank God for as the people of God. And the Bible says this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'll just read it to you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning of verse 15. It says, "See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all." So don't just return evil for evil. We're actually told to overcome evil with good. Verse 16, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, And then verse 18, would you read this with me off the screen? We'll be on the same translation together. Ready? In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Thanking God is God's will. It's to be a way of life. It's not just when I get my answer. You know, expressing thanks to God when the answer comes is good. That's gratitude. Thanking God before it comes is faith. So you say, but Brother Rocky, I haven't received the answer yet. Nothing's changed. It's gotten worse. What am I supposed to thank God for? We can thank him, first of all, for just who he is, if we know him. We can thank him for what he has done. Is anyone saved? Has anyone had all their sins forgiven? Has anyone, Jesus bore the price for your forgiveness? He bore your judgment on the cross, and you don't have to go to hell. Has anyone been saved? All right, so we can thank God for what he's already done. We can thank God that even when I don't see it, he's working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. So we can thank God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he will yet do according to his word, because he is faithful. So let me give you an example here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 56, I believe it is, through 58. 1 Corinthians 15, 56 through 58. Verse 56, I believe, says that the strength of sin, or the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. All right? Verse 57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Now, many of us can relate. In fact, we can all relate to being tempted to sin. If you've never been tempted to sin, may I introduce you to Jesus, because you're just at peace with it. But temptation to sin, we've all been tempted, probably most of us, we've been tempted to stop serving the Lord. Something happens and we just feel like, man, I'm tired of the fight. I'm tired of the struggle. I'm tired. And we're tempted to just stop serving the Lord. That scripture says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Do you know that right in the midst of that temptation to sin, right in the midst of that temptation to just give up, to quit, to stop serving the Lord, and say, I'm just going to make it to heaven one day. I'm done here. Right in the midst of those emotions and the thoughts and struggles and doubts, right in the midst of that, we can thank God for victory. Now, I'm getting there. I'm reminding myself, I hope, that right in the midst, you say, but right in the midst of the temptation, yes, right in the midst of the temptation, we can thank God for the victory that Jesus already provided for us on the cross 2,000 years ago. And when we exercise our faith and thank him for victory right in the midst of our temptation, we place ourselves in that right before the throne of his grace to receive the grace we need to help us in our time of need. So, yes, well, what am I supposed to thank God for when I'm tempted? Thank him for the victory. Thank him that he's with you. Thank him that you're not in this by yourself. He is right there to strengthen you. He's right there with you to encourage you. He's pulling for you. Thank him that he says with the temptation, he will provide a way of escape because he is faithful. Lord, thank you for the victory right now, because I'm not feeling it. But I receive it by faith, and I thank you, and I'm going to turn off. I'm not going to respond on that internet. I'm not going on that site. I'm not going to retaliate with a curse word. And we thank God for victory, and that's how we receive grace, by faith. This is practical. It's good to thank God. It's good to thank God. Let me close with these verses, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Philippians chapter 4, before I read those, you say, but Brother Rocky, I sinned. I didn't thank him for the victory. And now what? if you know the Lord, if God is your Father, in those moments when we didn't receive the grace and we do sin, we can repent and turn to the Lord in faith and thank Him for His blood. Thank Him for the cross. Thank Him for forgiveness. And thankful He didn't just kick you out and just get right back close to Him and stay in close fellowship with your Lord. We've got much to be thankful for. Thank God. Thank God. It's good to thank God. Would you say that with me? It's good to thank God. Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. We read that earlier, didn't we? In everything, give thanks. But in everything, the scripture says here, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Let me ask you this. Just maybe you think about it. Give me a couple of ideas before we close. What are some specific virtues and blessings we can thank God for in everything? What are some specific? Because here's the key. Thanking God sincerely from the heart, but also thanking Him specifically. In the scripture we read, Lord, I thank you for this. I thank you that you're this characteristic. I thank you for this person. I thank you for, and it was specific. What are some blessings and virtues we can thank God for in everything? Maybe I'm going through a time right now, really struggling. I'm hurting. Maybe I've been, a situation going on at work. I have a need physically, have a financial need. What can we thank God for in a situation like this, if it's good to thank God? Yes. For peace. So we can thank God if we're, that comes back to getting close to Him though. We're close to the Lord, we have fellowship with Him, and we experience His grace that welcomes His peace. Patience. So we can thank God for patience and perseverance to just even carry us through that. We don't have to quit and give up, right? So we thank Him in faith for patience as we're waiting on that answer to come, waiting for the breakthrough. What a blessing it was as I passed on if you get the prayer request for those who partner with us in prayer, the young lady who was in the ICU this week, remember? And the breakthrough finally came, and we thank God, we rejoice with them on that answered prayer. Anyone else? What can we thank God for in everything? For the privilege of prayer is a prayer. If we have health, maybe we have a need or this or that, but we can thank God that we still have, we're here. Yes. For His presence. Thank God we have access to the God of all creation. He's our Father, and we can come into His presence. What's that? Anytime, in everything, right? One more. Anyone else? What can we thank God for? What virtue, what blessing can we thank God for? Anyone? Yes? Wisdom. Don't we need wisdom in our day? Oh my goodness, wisdom from on high. So we can thank God. Doesn't the scripture say, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, especially when you're going through that time of the testing of your faith. Ask God for wisdom so we can thank God. He said, ask in faith, because if you ask, doubting, you won't receive, but if you ask in faith, God will give it. So that's great. That's what we're talking about. It's good to thank God. May God help us to make this a lifestyle for us. Thanking God draws us closer to Him, and in His presence, every good thing flows. And thanking God strengthens my faith in Him. It's good to thank God. If there's someone here today or maybe listening, watching, and you don't know Jesus as the Lord of your life, He loved you so much that He suffered and died on the cross to pay for your sins. He bore your judgment. And then 3 days later, He conquered death, He conquered the devil, and He conquered sin. And He's on His throne now on high. And everyone who will believe on Jesus as Lord will be forgiven of all sin, made right with God, and adopted into His family. And maybe today that is your greatest need. And if that's the case, the best way to thank God is just give Him your life. Just give Him yourself and just say, Lord, if you want me, I'm yours. I believe you are Lord, and I want to thank you for dying for me. Thank you for paying for my sins, and I receive you now as Lord. Help me to live for you. It could be that simple. It's good to thank God. May the Lord help us to develop a genuine attitude of gratitude, that we would truly count our blessings and we would stay in close fellowship with the Lord and then be an example to others to encourage them to do the same. Can we stand together as we close in prayer?